Hello, guys, and welcome to another episode of DD's Daily Dose. Now, today, I'm joined by, it's a lot of motherfuckers in here. It's six of us all together, but we're going to be having girl talk today. And, you know, you guys never really get the woman's perspective, so we're going to tell you guys straight up today what it is a woman wants. So, everyone is going to give a brief introduction, age, and whether or not you're in a relationship. I'll go first. You guys know me. I'm Dee Dee. I'm 27 years old and I am single as a motherfucker.
Hi, I'm Diamond. I'm 22 and I'm single.
Hey, I'm Tamaya. I'm 25 and I'm single.
I'm Corey. I'm 28 and I got a man.
Okay.
Good.
My name is Aaliyah and I'm 25 and I'm single.
Y'all, she just made a face because I think she wanted to be anonymous.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Hi, guys. I'm Elisa. I am 29 and I'm single.
She just tried to make her name sound British, but we gonna let it live. Okay, so now if you guys haven't heard, majority of the room is single. And to me, it's the reason why. In this generation, dating sucks. It fucking sucks. It is like so hard to find somebody that's genuine. Guys are running from gold diggers and we running from broke niggas. So everybody just kind of confused right now. So today we're going to tell you some do's and don'ts and what a girl really wants. Okay. So I guess one of my main questions for the single girls, and our Miss I Got a Man.
Miss Shantae.
Why do you think you're single? In no particular order. I'll go first. I just can't find nobody like me. Like, I want to have fun. I want to spend money. You know, I want to shop. I want to travel. All this, that. I'm also an intellectual. So, if you texting saying, like, duh, and you spelling shit wrong. Like, this dude DM'd me. Is you in Birmingham? Because that's where I'm from. And I DM'd him back and said, are you in Birmingham? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, no, I'm correcting you. Like, don't come in here talking like you don't know how to read. But I don't know. I'm just picky. And these guys nowadays just don't really do it for me. So that's why I'm single. Anybody else?
Just to kind of piggyback off what she said, one of the main reasons that I'm single is because people don't match my desires or income. I feel like someone has to be at least making what I make or above.
Y'all and niggas is broke nowadays. That's what she's
really
saying.
To find somebody my age that's really like on my level, wanting to elevate and just wanting, you know, more out of life.
She put it nicely, but honestly, for real, no,
that's real. Like, that's real.
And the ones that do got like a little money scared somebody trying to take it instead of just having fun. But yeah, for a large reason that I'm single is because niggas is broke and they be acting like they not.
And they want you to take
care. Ain't nothing worse than being deceived by a broke nigga like a month in.
I feel they be entitled. Don't let me like entitled
broke nigga. The biggest reason why I'm single, I would definitely say it's because I don't settle. I will be dating somebody having a good time with them. It's been so many people that try to cuff me, but I don't play like that. I'm not about to let you claim me as your girl when it's not, you know, you're not meeting all the requirements.
She's super duper picky. I done seen her like, I don't know, she kind of like one of them Judge Judy motherfuckers. You got one time and it's it. I done seen her like toss some good dudes to the side and I was like, I was rooting for him.
Cause I'm definitely tight. Once you play on my top, I might still fuck with you after that, but I would never get over it. It ain't even no point of us even trying.
I don't have a lot of patience either. Like when you, after you've dealt with like certain things, it's like your patience just goes away for those things. So that makes your standards higher and it makes it harder to meet somebody. I block people left and right. Like for, I can meet somebody and block them for the next day.
And the reason why we are like that, because we done all been through the point where we done been dating a dude. We gave him a little grace.
Gave him a million chances. Fuck grace. Get that nigga a million chances.
Don't play the fool before.
Ain't we're not doing all that no more.
Period. Like I'm too old to fuck up in that area. Like
now, don't get me wrong. Every dude is not just ass or trash or whatever. This is not a session to like bash men because I've dated some great men. We just weren't compatible.
Absolutely.
And so you know that plays a factor too. Like where we are in life, our likes, our dislikes. You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna be. I don't know. I don't have a really good analogy, but what's up?
I got a question. So, since y'all both mentioned the brokenness, you just can't do it. And I understand that too. So, that being said, this question for everybody. We can start with you answering, Khadija. So, if you had the money and you were straight.
Sorry, y'all. We just took a little break. They was in here talking about my wig. It's giving divorce court.
All right, but so back to my question, and I give y'all an example before I ask the question. So, you ever been dating a dude and y'all just chilling? You're not requiring too much from him, but he can't even pay for himself to do what you want to do.
Yeah.
So, if you got Oprah money, will you date at your leisure? Will you just date the guy that you like, or do you feel like the guy that you date when you have money have to be on your level? Because I will say, if I got the money, I'm going to definitely be more relaxed when it comes to, like, the pressure that I put on. If I find a dude that I really love, that I like, and he ain't where I'm at, I got him.
I'm scared. Because my heart is, like, I just give, and I'm going to run into a tender swindler. And,
ooh.
Yeah. So, now, I learned, because I was dating this guy that was, like, broke as fuck, but I loved him, so I didn't care. And I learned that I want to date somebody that give gifts like I give gifts, because for his birthday, I took him to Mexico. We went on a cruise. For my birthday, we went to Papa Dolls. I don't even eat fucking seafood, and everybody know that, including him. You know what I'm saying? It's just like...
You weren't paying attention.
I just want to date somebody that's like me. That give how I give. That love how I love. All of that. I'm not one of them people that... I do believe that there are still, like, good men. I don't believe, like, all men ain't shit. But the ones that aren't, you ain't gonna get super duper far. But I do want to switch gears, because we do have one person in the room that's in a relationship. And I want to know, what was it for you that made you put that stamp on there and say, yeah.
You know how most folks do, like, they say they gonna do something, but they take their time, or they be like, okay, we gonna do it, but they push it out. Or sometimes they'll never even do it. That's my experience. Every time he say he gonna do something, when it comes to the weekend, we doing it. Or he done already planned it. He doing stuff. I don't have to ask for much. He already doing it.
Mm.
So it's like, I'm used to having to pull a nigga, like, leg, and he doing everything.
That's rare.
And he got his own stuff. I ain't got to come out of pocket for nothing unless I want to. He got his own stuff. He got his own car. He got his own place to stay. He ain't got to come over there and end up moving in with me on the slide. None of that.
Niggas love to fake move in.
Niggas
love to fake move in.
Like, boy, did you give yourself
shit
a drawer?
Once he bring that game over there, it's over there.
Yeah. So for you, that's what solidified it.
Yeah, he a man, grown man. Yeah, that's what. That's the difference.
We probably know how to build a vanity, bitch.
Oh, we do.
Now for our other ladies in the room, why are you single?
Just like y'all say, I'm single because they don't meet the standards. Like, I feel like if I buy you something, because I'm the type that'll go in the store, I see this, I like you in it.
He's going to buy this for you
without even, like, asking. So I want you to do the same for me. And if you can't, ain't no point.
What about you, Diamond? Why do you think you're single?
I don't know. I feel like I'm an emotional person. I've been through a couple things, you know, here and there. Now I just feel like maybe I'm comparing everybody to, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I just want someone that's like me, like they said, basically.
Mm. And they not mean the standard.
Yeah.
And do you feel like you're comparing them to, like, one specific relationship?
Or you feel like you have a picture of a person that you want that you can't find?
It's not like a picture of a person that I want, because I really don't want a relationship. But when people come along, I be wanting it to work.
Yeah.
But when it don't, it's like another one. Bicycle. Another one. Thank you.
Okay. So to switch gears a little bit, there have been some times where I feel like I had a good dude and I fumbled the situation. Because it's not always the dude. You know what I'm saying? It's not always we be so ready and they just be on some other shit. Sometimes we be the issue or we be the problem. And, at the time, it was a great guy. He was great. There was nothing wrong with him. He was handsome. He was smart, financially stable, emotionally intelligent. Like, perfect, really, honestly. And I just went ready. And it was like, looking back, I kind of regret it, because when you compare a person like that to was out here, you know what I'm saying? Like, nowadays, he'll get snatched up like that. But that's just to say it's not always, like, the dude. You know, sometimes it's us and sometimes we be the ones not being, or we be toxic or the liar or the one that, that got commitment issues. So, have any of y'all ever been a villain?
I wouldn't necessarily say the villain. I can definitely say, you know, that I've made my mistakes. But I wouldn't necessarily say the villain. I think that it's a good characteristic to be able to point out when you're not ready. So many people get in things, because I feel like I have somebody that I let get away. But when I think about it, I also feel like I would have pushed him away and I would have messed it up because I was unwhole at the time. So I feel like at the same time, like to this day, if that person came around, I'd probably jump because I feel like they were perfect, like you said. But if you're not ready and you can recognize that, I feel like that's big because you could hurt somebody or pull somebody through something that can be avoided.
And ladies, sometimes we do it to ourselves because you be knowing. A nigga be done told you he ain't ready. You be like, I'm going to change his mind.
And you be crying.
And guess what? Can. One thing about a man, he know his worth, and then he going to add a little extra. So they ain't going to take a lot of the stuff that we take.
I had a nigga that was acting like he knew his worth before, but he was on bullshit.
Elaborate.
It's like you want to hold yourself to this standard, and you want me to treat you a certain way, but then you don't want to do it on the other end. It don't make no sense.
Yeah.
They can they can dish it, but they cannot take it. If you look at the whole Jada and Baby situation. That nigga been tap dancing around her motherfucking world for years, just doing whatever he wanted to do. And she been staying, she's been tolerant, she's been giving him grace. She do one thing, he out of here. Like, I'm Baby, ain't nobody finna treat me like that. Ain't no bitch finna play with me. His worth. And a little extra. Because he could take it, you know, he deserve a little cheating. She should have a little pass. Hello.
But can you also say this on the woman for not knowing her worth and not removing herself from the situation? Like, because he wouldn't give you that same grace.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I've been there too. Didn't know my worth. So I drug that person along, knowing that I should have let that person go. Because they was doing what I allowed them to do. So
I always say the best thing you can do when a man had you fucked up is leave him right where you had him fucked up at. That's the only way he gonna learn. That's the only way.
That's gonna hit him where it hurts right there.
Do better with the next bitch.
You're not gonna trying to show him this or that. But
it's difficult because when we meet people, we show them the very best version of ourselves and they do the same. So a lot of times, guys be who they think you want them to be. So they be the best nigga they ever been for 2 months. And then after that, the flow drop from underneath y'all and they be like, gotcha, bitch. I'm broken in a motherfucker. And I cheat.
This ain't insane.
And I might slap the fuck out you if you get to talking crazy. So a lot of, well, for me, I try to chase the person that I met initially because I feel like he's a good person and we just might be going through some shit. But in reality, a person can only fake who they are for so long, to me. That's my perception of it. Y'all ever met a dude and he was great and then he just became shitty as fuck?
I absolutely agree. Yeah, that was my ex situation and I waited too long to let go. But I can definitely say it was like a different person.
And what in that situation, what made you stay? Remember how good he was initially?
Yeah, like wanting him to be that person. I kept on waiting for that person to come back even when I knew, and I feel like I knew in my heart that it was gone. But I kept on remembering those moments. Like, snip to a mouse, apple his eye. So, like, I was still looking. He literally, like, a dope dealer. Like, come on now. What is that happen at? So, I was waiting on that person to come back. And eventually, I had the respect thing. I just had to. I reached that breaking point where I had to love myself enough to walk away. And see what he had me fucked up at.
All right. So, we're going to change topics just a little bit here. Because I am curious. I want to know what everybody's type is. Because everybody got a type. What's your ideal perfect man, body, everything else? So I'm going to start over here with Diamond. Diamond, what's your type?
I really don't have a type. If I would go off of having a type, it would be looks. And I don't want to be that shallow. So if I was to say I had a type, it would probably be like a nice little chocolate guy. But other than that, personality traits and stuff, I'm really not too picky on that as long as you treat me right.
Okay, so you could be a monkey, but as long as you treat Diamond right.
No, he'll
know. It's going down tonight. What's your type?
I used to like hood niggas and drug dealers.
Used to?
Yeah. So, I'm changing. So, I'm trying to figure out now.
Corey, what's your type?
I was with her till I changed. Now, I'm saying I was with hood niggas and drug dealers.
Oh, my God.
Until what? How long was this been? How long has it been?
It ain't been that long, but I've made a full recovery. I'm like a little thug in the nigga. Oh, yeah. So, shit. I got now, that, but now one thing,
everybody, every girl, like a thug, a little rough around the edges, every girl that went through that phase, some of y'all done married y'all thug.
You like a phase.
So, it was a phase for me. I can't do
not
that.
Not too good. Not too good thug, though.
It's not really.
But you about to have a little bark in your bite.
Yeah.
A little bark in your bite, yeah. I done dealt with a dude that it was crackheads knocking on the door 3-4 o'clock in the morning to get crack. Like, put a gun on me before, like.
She would have been answering the door.
Very ghetto. Very, very much you're in danger.
These girls have been there and been dicks.
So, you know. Been there, done it, so I don't. I feel like it was a phase. Mm-hmm. So what's your type?
I don't have a specific type. I just be liking people.
I told y'all, everybody be saying, I ain't got no fucking type. If a midget with one leg walk in here, she gonna be like, I'm okay.
Okay.
So if you got a type.
I can tell you shit I don't like. I don't like people that's heavy on drugs. They always be high when you're around them, falling asleep all the time.
But you're always high.
I'm talking about like high off pills and syrup, bitch. That's a different type of high.
Oh, okay.
You ain't never fuck with a nigga that just be high all the time?
No.
You?
See, you. Like,
yeah, okay. They know what I'm talking about.
How was it?
Bruh, you be in the car. Nigga be over there vibing. Like, are you over there asleep? Boy, get pulled over. I'm finna drive.
X is on the lane.
They had to switch seats.
You don't even feel like you're spending time with them because they be so sleep out of their mind all the time. Yeah. Like, can't do it.
PSA, fellas, stop trying to fight y'all demons with them. That weed and them Xanaxes and that syrup and get counseling.
Now the demons get counseling. Just get off them drugs and get you some more hustles.
No, because growing up in the hood come with trauma. A lot of us done seen some shit we ain't want to see and been a part of some stuff we ain't want to be a part of. And people self-medicate. But in reality, to really heal and move past that stuff, you got to do some work. Because guess what? When you get high and do all that other shit, when you come down, you still broke. You still got all this other shit going on that you got to work toward bettering. And a lot of people just, you know, weed and drugs and all the other shit take you away from reality. Don't get me wrong, because I like getting my puff on. But I also, it's not to like run from anything. It's recreational. And just to me, the people that be high all the time, they trying to fill a void or make something feel better to me. Okay, so you don't like somebody that's high all the time. What else do you not like, since you don't know what you do?
It's just things that I won't tolerate. They just
like what?
They don't it. Oh, it's a lot of stuff I won't tolerate. I don't know. I can't think of nothing right now right off the bat.
What's your type?
As far as physical, I like blue-black. I like really, really dark skin guys.
That was crazy.
Blue-black was, that was tough.
Crazy. I like my niggas blue-black. I like them really dark skin. But anyway, I prefer someone a little older than me. And I want a gentleman, but I'm not going to lie. I want an alpha male. I want somebody that's a little dominant, that also knows how to lead.
It's giving Wesley Snipes. So if you hear this,
you consider a Wesley. Little older.
Like, no more than 5-6 years.
Oh, yeah, that's a little older. Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say, I'm 5-6 years.
But, that's my physical attraction. But, you know, if I just fall for somebody that don't necessarily look that way, you know, and they meet all the qualifications, then I'll most definitely settle as long as they're physically attracted.
Ooh, to don't me. Say settle. That sounds so bad.
Well, when I say settle, I don't mean it like I say compromise. Settle was for lack of a better term, but I'll say I'll compromise in that area if I'm still physically attracted to them and they meet my standards. Mm-hmm. And I'll definitely say, okay, this person ain't got to be chocolate. That's just my preference. But yeah, I need somebody that know how to lead, an alpha male, a little rough around the edges, that, you know how to conduct themselves in a nice place, but still got a little hood in them.
That's
still
cool. Carry a gun, you know. So again, Wesley Snipes. Preferably the one that was on Blade, that version of you.
Period. I mean,
give her a call. Okay. But physically, I prefer you to be tall, because short guys have a complex. Not all of them, but some of y'all really do be tweaking. Like, y'all would try to fight a mailbox if it's true. Beside you for too long. Like, I do prefer darker skinned fellas. I don't know. Light skinned niggas just be like, in the mirror like me. You know what I'm saying?
It be giving Shamar Moore.
Oh, girl. Dirty wine for me. You know what I'm saying? But I prefer intellectual. You gotta have a relationship with God. Independent. You know, I was talking to my ex the other day, because I'm cool with all my niggas. And he getting ready to move in with his baby mama. But he's never lived on his own. He's moving out of his mom's house into his baby mama house. And that just sounds like a fucking nightmare. Like, somebody who's never lived, a man that's never lived on their own, who's never, you know, paid a whole household of bills or whatever, that's used to playing with their money, moving in with, like, me, and I've been, you know, holding shit down this whole time. Like, that just sounds crazy to me. They gonna fight about so much shit. And especially when it comes, like, finances and responsibility and stuff. And it's just, like, stuff like that scare me. Because I have dated somebody that never lived on their own, so they didn't understand, if you gonna stay over here 3-4 nights out of the week, you gonna have to leave some money on the dresser. That's just what it is. Why? I stay in my mama's house. You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. Like, you just, I prefer somebody that done, you know, been through the waters a little bit. Somebody who has struggled before and was able to come out of it. So if we do hit a bump, you know, this ain't gonna be your first rodeo, and you ain't gonna be looking at me crazy like, what you did? What are we gonna do? You know what I'm saying? All right. So now I don't want this to just be about us telling men what they don't do. I want us to give them some perspective into what it is that we want. So I'll go first. I want to not have to tell you to plan dates or to buy me flowers or just to do things out of consideration in general. I don't want to have to tell you that when you're busy, you should tell me that you're busy instead of just disappearing for the whole day and then telling me you were busy when I'm pissed off about it. Considering how you would feel if I were to do what it is that you are considering doing. Because one thing about it, like, people aren't stupid. And you know, like, if I do this, this could potentially have a negative effect on my lady, so maybe I should or shouldn't. Y'all take the time to think about that stuff. Y'all just choose the awful option. But I don't know. Initiative goes a long way. Thoughtfulness goes a long way. It's not about money at all. But you can't come over here without none. But it's more so about just, like, trying. Effort is so important. Intention is so important. You will miss the mark sometimes, as so will I. But just trying and your heart being in, like, the right place is super duper important. But let's hear from some of the ladies in the room. What are some of your, like, expectations or desires out of a relationship?
I would say definitely being me not happening to act certain things, being spontaneous, being able to take initiative, just, you know, random flowers, like she said, being romantic. I would definitely like someone romantic and affectionate. Someone who knows when to hold you.
Corey?
He gotta be a gentleman.
Yes. What is a gentleman? What is a gentleman?
Like, open the door. I don't ever open the door. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. Just looking out for me without me having to say something.
Mm-hmm. Considering you, putting you first.
He gotta have a good personality. Can't be always mad, boring, don't want to do shit. Niggas have horrible personalities. Or don't have personality at all.
That's a good sense of humor. I agree with that.
Yeah, funny as hell.
I gotta have a goofball like me.
Laugh you right out the draw.
Yeah. What's your type?
I don't know. I just gotta feel safe with you.
Yes, that's a good one. Absolutely.
Protect you too. I don't know. I gotta feel safe with you.
That is so important. I have a story. I got a couple stories about some dudes getting punked while we was out together. Yes, and so like I don't want a hothead by any means, but I remember. Me and my boyfriend was leaving a club. And if you know me, you know, like, he was kind of short. And I got a big butt or whatever. So, and I had on heels. And in my heels, I was taller than him. So, I'm busty and I got on heels. So, I look like I'm bigger than him. And we were leaving out the club. It was like three dudes posted up on the wall. And they was like, God damn. I know he don't know what to do with her ass. Look at him. And I'm just like, you know, look, I'm be holding hands, so I'm like trying to see, you know, if he gonna say something or not. And then one of the other guys was like, shit, I guarantee you, I know what to do with her. You know, like the disrespect it's just escalating. And so I'm just, you know, looking at my dude, and I'm so disappointed because, like, don't get me wrong, I don't want you to get jumped. But he could have did or said, like, he could have smacked me on the butt. They would have been like, okay, asserting his dominance, like, this. I don't fuck with y'all talking about this to my girl. But just like not to say nothing or not to do nothing, I was kind of hurt by that.
But you also got to think, men got to choose their battles. Them niggas was going to whoop his ass.
Nah,
they
was
going to
have to whoop our ass.
Cause,
well, I mean, and he didn't,
you
got
to
choose your battles. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
a nigga
ain't
worth it.
A group of niggas, you just got to be like,
oh, but what if he would have just like smacked me on the butt? And then
I wouldn't have even, who would think to do that? In that
would have been corny.
No, I had. No. There was another instance where I was walking with my boyfriend in college, and he was like a couple steps ahead of me, and this dude was like, God damn, she's thinking of the motherfucker. My boyfriend stopped and waited for me to walk to where he was and like grabbed me and was like, who, huh? And the dude was like, oh, I ain't mean no disrespect, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? He ain't have to buck up and do nothing crazy, but he ain't just let the shit slide. That's what I'm saying.
She didn't want a group of
them. Three niggas was in a group.
It's power. That dude was with another guy too. He was with another guy too.
Two on
one,
three on one is worse. Well, you know, three on two, my bad.
Oh, whatever. Anyway. But that was just to speak to the thought of protection. Miss Diamond, what do you look for? What would you desire in your perfect relationship?
Next.
Okay. So, now, sexual compatibility is super duper 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 important. Because imagine being in love.
I was just saying you could go to like a Leah.
She already answered.
Oh, I was the last person. Okay.
Okay, well, you got to say that. I don't have nothing else to say. Okay, anywho. Okay. So, to run it back, sexual compatibility is super duper important, because how awful is it to really like somebody and then find out they sex is ass? So, ladies, I want you to think of like your very, very worst sexual encounter, like top two, and it's not two. And I want to hear the story. What made it so bad? What made it the worst? Do we have any takers to go first?
Well, I got one. I only got one, though.
It's only one?
She's like,
yeah.
Oh,
I never
made
that mistake again. All right. I should have known it was bad because I don't know, over the years I've learned that dudes that give like really good head, just like they lacking.
That thing's been loud.
They lacking. Oh, so man. That's what it was. He was lacking and it was so fast. Like, I tried to fake sleep and then I had to go to class at 8 a.m. It was probably like 6:30. I went ahead and got up and went ahead and dipped on out of my own apartment. I had left him there.
So tell me, what made it so bad?
I was mad when you leave them at your house. I said, I'm mad. Lock it up.
It was just so fast. Like, it happened so fast. Like, I could have blinked and it was...
Was it little?
It was little and it was fast. And it, you know,
yeah,
like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And probably had money, too. I'm going to tell you what a wise man once told me.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you what a wise man once told me. He said, eat a pussy for 59 minutes, fuck for a minute. She going to say, you fucked the shit out of me.
Yeah, you'll never get over on me like that.
Right.
Never. You'll never get over on me like that.
I don't play that. You ain't finna pull the wool off my head.
Yeah.
Okay. Miss Devin, what was your worst experience?
Worst experience. I would say the loss of my virginity was my worst experience. Now that was the shortest time of my life. It was like a few seconds, literally. So crazy.
I need another one.
It be doing that 3 second thing now these days too sometimes. But anyway, back to your question.
Everybody's virginity probably like the worst. But once you got in there and knew what you was doing.
Yeah, I'm finna tell you. It's been a few bad experiences, but I know this one dude who was in college and boom, it was happening and it was over. And girl, y'all, it was so bad. Like, you could just feel that arm over there shaking. I was like, Lord, he trying to get it back up. And I was like, you know what? That's fine. If he can get it back up, that's cool. That arm was shaking that cover for so long, y'all. And then he just... Y'all ever see that picture of that little white robot? It be looking like this. He turned over and looked at me like bitch. Yeah, it's over with. So I'm like, what you finna do? Because my homegirl just hit me up and we finna, you know, I had to get him up out of there. I wasn't finna go nowhere, but you finna stay here.
Like, yeah. Not after that.
You so shamed that I get secondhand embarrassment. You just gotta go ahead.
You gotta go ahead now.
You're
supposed to be supportive in this.
That was not my nigga, girl. We was in college. We supposed to come down there and drop some dick off and leave.
And go.
It's been a night if you drop some dick off, but if you can't
drop some off,
the man, girl, you can't do it. You gotta go. Apollo gonna run out of my bathroom and run you out
of the house. What was your worst experience, Miss Alisa?
Librarian hairstyles be like,
girl, man, we got identical styles, man.
No, we don't. No, y'all, we do. Pass the wife.
That
was a good one. Unfortunately, I had more than one bad experience, so I'm trying to think which one's first. Okay. One of the experience of erectile dysfunction.
Come on, Dr. E.
Medical terminology.
But no, that shit is real.
Like, for real. I know from a psychological standpoint that it can vary for different reasons. And that's the number one. On top of that, his anxiety and like excitement level was really high, and that didn't help.
That is true.
Because he was like, he was so excited, like his keys in the car. That's what made it like the worst of the worst.
Girl, I was goofy.
And I'm staying with somebody, and I'm trying to like get him out of there as quick as possible, or whatever. Because this is what you know is already not the most comfortable. So even though that one now just like hurry up and wind, bam, thank you, man. But he was trying to linger. One of the things that I didn't like was there was somebody that I didn't like that. So it was just like we had an agreement. I thought it was gonna be some, you know, not necessarily we can drink a beer and smoke a blunt, but we sat there watching a movie, and I'm thinking like. Mid through the movie, like something gonna happen. No, we actually watched the credits. Like,
niggas be like that.
I went in the bathroom.
You
and
was
I was
his girlfriend. Didn't know it.
Right. So I came out the bathroom without. I had like Leah's Harden shorts on. So I came out without the shorts, thinking like that's surely gonna get somebody. sitting there staring at me with a smirk on his face. He was just too shy. He just wasn't the alpha male that I was used to. Like, I need somebody to take... Well, that's one of the things that I get up on. Someone take initiative. Someone, you know,
handle. She came out with a pussy on a plate.
Like, and
I've heard a lot of niggas say that it's really annoying that females never initiated. And I was like, dang, I'm sorry to hear that.
She was sitting there with her legs open
like... I mean, it's like I was giving him...
She could have saw a
because of what turns me on, probably. Like, I wanted... That's part of what gets me off him initiating. So, anyway, like, even beyond that, like, when we made the bedroom, it was just, like, awkward pause before anything gets started. And then, like, after... Or, like, I tried, I was probably not, like, calling on the car, but it wouldn't get up.
Hold on, slow that down. Rewind it and bring it back.
Yes!
Okay. She said I was slapping on his mouth.
Like, calling on the car, and it wouldn't get up.
And she checked in with him, and he did not do his job.
Period. So, to not make the situation awkward, to, like, make him embarrassed, and he probably already was, I was just, like, with a condom or whatever. And he was like, oh, it's in the car. So he had to get up and get dressed and go to the car.
He said, you think I'm not going to take you to the car? That's
like 10 minutes later and was like, I like the keys in the car.
I'm fucking hollering.
And I was like,
that's how you can just go.
But you're right. Broke. I was just like, damn.
I done did that before, man. Also, we don't call Chipotle.
While he gone, he had to have somebody come get him, go get the key. While he gone, I'm sending pictures to somebody else or whatever. It was just
you were acting like
that. I was just so...
I like your style.
I ain't gonna wait this outfit, honey. Hurry. So, oh, so he came back like an hour later.
This story was over, I promise.
And 1 hour later. And I already had like 2 blunts rolled or whatever. But I'm thinking at this point, like I'm so over it, I'm so frustrated. And I'm thinking he's just finna come leave, get struck and leave. He come back holding a conversation. So I yawned a few times. A couple of them was fake, but the first one was real. But anyway, I was just kind of trying to give him in. I was like, ooh, I'm so tired. I ain't going to hold you and keep you under me. Face, I'm going to let you go. You know, I'm going to let you go. And he was like, that blunt gone? And I was like, yeah, I knew I had another one rolled, but I was just like, I was just trying to get rid of him. The thing that pissed me off the most was after he left. Yeah, like after he, what'd you say? Oh, for real, like, after he left, he sent me a picture of his dick on hard. And I was like, what the fuck? He was like,
yeah.
He was able to relax.
But he was like, I thought she was just ready to end the night this one. Because I was like, why the fuck would you say this? And he was like, I thought she was ready to end the night. So why you want
to? So my worst experience, I've had some funny. That'd be more fun than anything. But in college, fucking with this dude, literally like top two, he not two, just like the best partner I ever had. No disrespect to all the other. Yeah, not all of it, because I went a whole bunch. But I'm just, we just keep back to the story. Right. So, we fucking, and we used to get down, y'all. I'm talking about 2-3 times a day. Like, he stamina. And, this particular time, you know, he feeling himself, so he talking and shit. And he like, who pussy this is? And I'm like, shit. Goddamn, who pussy is this? Because, like, we're not together. And, you know, I knew he was doing his own thing. I wasn't fucking with nobody else, but I'm not finna give him the satisfaction of saying it was his.
Yeah.
So I ignore him, and I'm just like, you know, whatever. And so, like, he started choking me. Like, you heard me, who the fuck pussy this is? I'm like, goddamn, he doubling down. So, so I'll make a joke out of anything. So I was like, it's mad. And he stopped like me and fucking was like, really, Khadija? Really? You gonna don't even worry about it, man. And I was just like, you think that was funny? And it was just
girl, he knows a lie. You just gotta say it.
You don't be feeling like it just makes you cringe when they do certain shit.
I'm like, why the fuck you ruining my
life?
So Diamond, what was your worst experience? I would say mine was a smell. Okay, yes, you gotta go tell the story, baby. Tell the story.
It was just something I never thought I would smell. It was different.
Oh,
like, I smelled it through his pants.
before anything.
It was like his head gets older. Oh my
yeah,
God.
He was like, he played a lot. He was playing in front of me, dancing around in some shorts, and it was just a horrible. It was like a big funk.
Like musty.
It was a big phone.
It was like stanky.
It was
a
I have seen a story time. A girl said, "Somebody, have y'all like the hooded ones that had an itchy skin?" She said, "It smelled like
She said
it smelled like fish when she lifted the skin up.
See, that's why I ain't gonna lie. I'm trying not to be rude, but I can't deal with
uncircumcised.
I'm sorry, I can't.
I've had one
before. But y'all know America is the only few countries that do that, and it's normal to be uncircumcised. I can't believe it.
Really?
That's so they made the right decision.
Fun fact, yeah, I heard it here first. So what? So it was stanky and
a big phone.
Stanky and a big phone.
So
he never whip it out.
How did you end the night? Were you honest with him, or you just?
I mean, we was chilling with each other for a couple days. So you know, I was just making sure not to be all touchy feely or get him in the mood.
What if the
shorts were just dirty?
No, yeah, that's this.
If you like smell the meat. That was more than one time that I smelled. We hung out like plenty of times.
It's called him on the
And it was repetitive?
It was repetitive? It happened more than once?
Mm-hmm.
He was a tall dude, but he was slim, so I don't understand.
Oh, God.
Could you imagine?
So you never actually went there?
Fellas, please. We beg of you. Show up fresh. I have a story that I want to share, but I'm not. Because y'all want to talk about us all the time. How a girl cool. And first of all, if she smell funny, it's probably your fault.
You want to elaborate?
Y'all be coming with the, first of all, y'all be mixing all the juices. You can't have sex with girls raw back to back. That's not good for us. And it ain't good for y'all either. Go get checked.
But that does knock a woman's pH balance off, which could potentially cause an odor. So, if your girl not smelling the freshies and you cheating, it's probably your fault. But anywho, so we've discussed the absolute worst. So now I want to talk about the best. What was your best, your top guy to this day? You compare everybody to him because he just was it. Alisa?
My absolute best would definitely have to be someone that was extremely spontaneous and a little bit into S&M. Not necessarily the extremes.
For our listeners out there, tell them what S&M is.
It stands for sexism and masochism, but it symbolizes using pain as a stimulant for sex. So,
sexism? I thought it meant Smith and... I thought it meant sex and something.
That's one of the main definition is sexism and masochism. Not necessarily mean that you're worshiping a devil. That's just what that type of like bondage.
Devil and, ways.
But like being dominated, being submissive, like handcuffs.
Yeah, I thought that's what the S meant, submission.
There are a few different definitions, but the main definition is sexism and masochism.
Okay, so what made him the best?
One of the things was him being spontaneous. Like, in between us club hopping, he wanted to go to the top of the city and let me sit on his face while I'm head out the sunroof and look at the city. To me, that really turned... I hate to be so detailed, but that really got me there. Because, like, being spontaneous, that's one of the things that turns me on the most. And just, like, being dominant in general. Like, when we got to the house... But I didn't, cause or whatever, and you know later on we was over the lake. You know it was just
okay. Anyway,
like yeah, it's just for me, just being spontaneous and just being open, like being able to embrace, you know, that part of you, your animalistic nature. That definitely got
Mr. Devin. What was your best experience,
girl?
I'm trying to make you anonymous. You want to be anonymous or not?
It's okay.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you, my lord.
I'd had some good ones before. I'd had plenty of good ones now, I'll tell you that. Let me see. It's probably the spontaneousness for me too, I would say. Like the times that you don't be expecting be the best. Like,
I don't want you guys to speak so general. I want you to think about one experience that was like, this was it. And I want you to tell me about that experience.
My best experience, because be with somebody who got some long schlong, who got a big thing, because I like that. So that just come natural. So I can't really. There's been a few of them. A lot of them.
Okay.
whole lot of them.
Just need to work it up. Snake pit and foam or something.
I don't know about
it. Miss Corey, what was your best experience and why was it that?
It ain't been a lot.
Y'all
need to level up, fellas. You know what I'm saying? No, we y'all do.
I
think
like,
I just begged a lot.
We all like,
do it. Let's do
whatever,
nigga. Niggas be wanting to do the base gas shit.
Yes. Bitch, let's stand on top of this balcony. Exactly, spontaneous. While your baby in the room sleep, and he fell off the bed. Now we gotta go in there. Y'all ain't saying that.
Now, wait a minute, man.
Just whatever. Whenever.
That was crazy.
I
want to do it
driving. But you know what I'm saying?
I did it driving before dawn. Bitch, we almost died. We got to a point where, like, we were driving down the street and, like, I was sitting on his lap. We was getting it. And, like, he was like, turn off or whatever, because I was, like, driving real slow and hitting the brakes and shit. And I was like, I can't.
You was doing it. And I just. Swill and a.
Pants. Yeah, he was under me completely.
He was supposed to be.
And y'all, at one point, I said, fuck it. And I just hit the brakes real hard. And he was like. Could you just, and the car behind us hit the brakes real hard, and the car behind him.
Oh my God! This is an accident, bitch.
I was like, "What? Oh, what do God. I do?" He was like, "Just get in the passenger seat." Like,
oh my God!
You be under a lot of pressure. You have
you
to
know,
do.
You gotta know how to get.
You gotta do too much to drive.
So like, I be telling it.
Let me go
gas
get
gas brake. Like,
that's too
gas
much.
Gas brake.
Yeah, it was too. Well, yeah, it's. But so your best one was like, "Cause y'all did it."
I'm so weak.
What was your best one, Mr. Man?
I had a favorite person. We had a good time all the time.
You already know what's going on.
But you know, I'm in the midst of letting it go. So it's still close to my heart.
So we had a good time all the time.
Tell that man that we making it
this
so
nigga is not here.
First time, she sound like that.
Exactly.
Like,
who you talking about? I'm like,
like I do, yes I do. Don't blame Mr. Charlie.
Nah, fuck Mr. Charlie.
Yeah, fuck Mr. Charlie.
Nah, cause what did she say in that song?
Mr. Charlie's just a man.
Sometimes having a piece of man is better than having no man at all. So, nah. That's a motherfucking wife.
Don't listen to her.
Ain't no sister wives over here.
Unless he got a lot of money.
If I can't hear you, no one can. Niggas will die. But so what was your best experience? Why was that your best experience?
I don't know. He was just very like dominant. I don't know. He worked out, so he lasted a long time. He's very muscular, tall, dark. He was just everything.
Hercules.
And he always did something different. So it was like, you feel me? I don't know.
She's giving out good things.
Yeah, yeah. I always like trying new things.
So let me ask you this, ladies, and we can kind of go around the room with this one. Is kids a deal breaker for you? Because I know, okay, so just, I know everyone in the room, and I know no one in the room has any children. But with our big old ages, you know, a lot of our counterparts have kids. And so when a man got a child, you got to take into consideration the baby mama, how old the child is the baby mama problematic, are they still fucking, like, so much that goes into that, you know. Is she in a relationship? Is she gonna let y'all be at peace? How long has it been since they were together? It's just so much that go into that, and it can become, like, for me, an issue. But how do y'all feel about dating men with kids?
I would say up until this point, it is a deal breaker. Up until right now, I'm just tired of it. It just don't be working. It be too much. And I realized that the man that if I get married, the man that I marry, he not going to have kids. You're not going to be pinching my kid when I'm around. That's why everything's going on right now with Santana and your son and them. Because kids be bad. And people don't be liking folks' kids. And I understand
Santana
it.
Santana and your son.
Your son and Taina.
She did that shit, y'all.
He a kid that you would pinch if you was going to pinch a kid. For real. That boy bad. He act just like his mom. But that being said, I just got to a point where I don't want to share. I don't want my kids to have to share, like, It's too much. Like I said, you're not
going to
be pinching my baby while I'm not over there. We're not doing it.
I want my child to be my partner's first child as well. I don't want you in there talking about you holding the baby neck wrong. This how we going to hold our motherfucking baby neck. I don't know what you and Trina and them was doing, but this how we holding the baby. Like, I just want everything to be our first experience together. I just think it would be nice to have that experience together and it be a shared one.
I fuck with a nigga with some kids, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. My mama like, y'all be cool as hell. Ain't nothing wrong with y'all. Kings.
Nigga with kids take care of you. Real if you
mm-hmm. Ain't nothing, but no.
They really do.
Nothing's more attractive. Nothing's more unattractive than a guy that don't take care of his kids.
Ooh. Ooh. They can't do it.
They worse. What a baby mama.
First thing they say, the baby mama crazy.
Right. It's you, nigga.
She won't let me see him.
She always nagging.
Whole time the baby mama dying for a break.
Wish but you. I have been in two situations where the baby mama was indeed crazy as a motherfucker.
But it do be at that time. Men have to, like,
men push us to be crazy. Men make us crazy.
He did something to that lady.
She went crazy when they met her. Otherwise, he wouldn't got her pregnant.
She was attracted to that shit until they realize you know niggas are raw dog on the first or second, third night. Don't know if you cool.
The first night and don't give a
I was dating a dude and it was taking a toll on our relationship. He used to be so sad, like I hated that shit. Like it was too much. The baby had called me a bitch before y'all. That shit was too much. Girl, for real, because she was spicy, she could hold her own. She was too.
Cool. Real.
Sometimes it was cool, but we were sleeping too. But I feel like her mama would used to be like a little bitch. Like, I feel like she called me a bitch, but it was cool too. But it was too much. Like, the baby mama was crazy. Like, he got videos of her beating on the window trying to get in the car while he in the car with the baby. Like, she didn't try to get him shot and then had tried to get the dude that she tried to get him shot by shooting him. Like, it's too much.
Oh my
crazy.
God.
Oh, Lord.
My experience with trying to date guys with kids is just crazy. Like, I've dated the guy who, in the midst of us dating, he had to sneak and do a DNA test to find out child when he was just... It's just always some shit. And when I feel like when the kids are toddlers, one of the parties still want their family. And most times it be the baby mom.
So you feel like you're done with that?
Because
I know you don't mind playing Auntie
Khadija
sometimes.
Oh, girl, let me tell you something. I be whispering in the church, and I be like, I'm your real mom.
Y'all go in there and play the game. Y'all got a little game room in there. Like,
y'all ever seen the hand that rocks the cradle?
No, I'm weak as fuck.
No, I really be in y'all children ill. Like, say mama. But
I'm weak.
Because I love kids. I really do. But that's another reason why I want to date somebody else with kids. Because when you break up with them, you got to break up with the kids too. But it always be a little bit of drama, and I don't want to do drama no more. I feel like I did enough. I'm ready for my Prince Charming. 800 credit score, no kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to have a degree, but you've mastered some type of trade, and you're well groomed. My God, Some of y'all just let y'all self go. It's pissing me off.
Would y'all date a bald headed man?
Shit show, yeah.
Hell yeah.
No.
Right one.
No.
Hell.
I got tricked.
He
had
on his head.
You were
hat fish.
Yes.
You were hat fish.
Yes. The right one would be sexy. Some of them be looking like how you. But some of them actually look good and actually compliments them.
Yeah.
But let me be bald headed with a beard.
Oh, yeah. I can appreciate a good bald head, grown and sexy. I can appreciate a bald head better than I can the guys that be like trying to hold on to that last little bit.
Some of them do.
Shade that shit. You gonna look good.
You look fucking crazy. You look like a clown.
What's crazy, y'all? I think the man when he got a piece, because he had no hair, like in the top. I met a man that was wearing no hat and nothing.
I met a man with a piece, but when you get close, it looked like Brillo pad material. When you get
close, from far, it looked good.
No, listen, at my last job, fuck y'all. At my last job, right when we went on COVID, some of the managers had to come back for like some training sessions. And one of the managers clearly had gotten like a toupee or something. He was black and he was bald when we left for COVID. And maybe like 6 months into COVID, we had to come back and he had like a head for the hell. A black girl yelled across the room and was like, we're going to say his name was Simon. I ain't going to say his name. Simon, you got some hair extensions. They look so good. And one of the white ladies was like, Lila, stop it. And she was like, I'm serious. Come here, let me touch it. And everybody in the room got like secondhand embarrassment for him because it was just like, why would you say that in front of everybody like that? And he just froze and was looking so crazy.
She did wrong for that.
You left bald headed. You came back with hair. What's going on?
He just came in there to get some shit to leave. He didn't think she was going to do like all that.
Y'all dramatic announcement.
I should have pulled him to the side and asked him to. I still,
it was crazy. But I encourage men to get like hair plugs and stuff. Do what make you feel good. Mm-hmm. Paint your shit on if you have to. Y'all just need to leave us alone. Like, men that got such a problem with women that wear makeup and shit. Y'all get on my fucking nerves. Fuck y'all. What the fuck is... Y'all mamas be wearing makeup.
My wife gonna have her weird hair. She gonna be natural. Your wife gonna have fucking weave and she gonna wear makeup.
Period. Because I'm gonna be the wife.
Right.
I just feel like whatever form a woman feels the most beautiful in, you like, you just let her exist in that form.
Except her for who she is, yeah, and let her do her. If that's not you, then you go to somebody next year, like, but right. Don't bash her. He's just on.
What are your biggest turnoffs?
Liar.
Bad breath.
Broken a liar, bad breath.
If you smoke, you know you need to keep your breath mints around. It smell like gremlins is in there. Charcoal burning in your throat.
Bad hygiene is a really big turnoff for me.
Yes.
If I notice something that's consistent, like you must see. Yeah. Or you got eye boogers every time, like you ain't wash your face.
You ever have sex with a nigga, y'all go to sleep, he get up, go straight to work.
Oh, I'm gonna stop you.
I mean, I ain't gotta work with you, so I don't care.
You don't wanna take a shower? Are you just gonna go over there and take a shower? When I see you putting your clothes on, I'm like, oh, you don't get a shower real quick? You got some time.
I'm too this one blind. No, you not.
He used to take a shower at night, boom. We'll probably do it in the morning right before he get ready to go to work. And then he'll get ready to go to work.
He ain't taking another shower.
Feel bad for them, Bruce. He was
facing that.
Them Bruce was hollering.
I hope that was the last time.
But even with you. Like, especially like with your mouth, because you know sometimes.
Oh God.
The plaque on the teeth.
Oh, I ain't never had nobody breath that thing.
No, well, you can see the plaque on the teeth.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That scares me.
Ooh,
That scares me. Like, if you see me backing up, it's because I'm scared. But you see that. You see that. And I know everybody down here, like, the best dental plans and stuff, but you can get some floss and make a little bit of a difference.
Now, why your teeth? That'll remove that plaque.
That's for women, too, though, y'all. Please. Dental hygiene is so important.
Important. And the first thing people look at is your teeth. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't even, you can have crooked teeth, but you still got to take care of them. Mm-hmm.
Biggest turn-ons.
A man that smell good.
Ooh, leave a scent when he... Ooh. I be sleeping in them hoodies.
Like, fellas, find a signature cologne. Something not super cheap. Find a signature cologne. That shit is such a turn on.
When you another turn on is a man that always makes sure you scrape. You ain't never gotta spend no money when you with him. Even if you buying shit for yourself and he not even getting it, he still pay for it. I love shit like that.
A good leader or somebody who know when to lead. I'm like, okay, baby.
Somebody who gonna just relax and let me be my crazy wild self.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You have to be comfortable around them. Like, my number one turn on is comfort. Like, when they feel like I already knew that person, like, when I could just be myself and I don't feel like I had to, like, had a representative there first, you know. Sometimes we try to be perfect when we first go around somebody, but somebody you can just relax around.
I want my nigga to randomly slap my
hand. Make me
laugh. You got to, because if you walk by and you don't, I'm gonna be like,
let's go, my biggest turn on is a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot be no judgment after this ass nigga fuck with me, because everything is a joke with me. So, yeah. Like, you gotta have a good sense of humor.
Got to.
We were talking about things that were supposed to be sexual.
Y'all like to be
that had gone wrong.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
I love to be
The way you be grabbing that wheel when you be hitting over 100 in
that hand. Yeah! 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 Yes! 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 Yes!
Don't just put your hand on my neck. Come on, I'm going to slap that thing. Come on now.
So something that's difficult for me is, like, if you're not open to a whole lot of stuff sexually. Like, I was dealing with this dude that he wasn't used to, like, getting choked or choking. And so he was like, well, I tried. And he was like, you know, he said something to the effect of, just don't try to hurt me or whatever. I was like, of course I wouldn't. And so I had started choking him. And he started choking me. And it was going great. And he looked down and said, I ain't that motherfucker.
The whole mood was ruined.
Cause I'm having.
What you
said?
Oh,
how did it? You better say you. Was it like a small moment, or did it like ruin the moment?
I started laughing. Like, I told you everything be funny. He started laughing too. Here. That's why you got to do it with people you familiar with. I'm sorry, but the randoms are just
Or someone that's comfortable in the area, because I done had, like, the first night go well with the dominant shit just because somebody knew what they were doing.
What you say?
Being comfortable is important, too, though. You're comfortable. You're
comfortable.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can be more comfortable with somebody you just started hanging out with than you've been with somebody you've been getting
familiarity, to me, is a... turn me to a freak. So, like, consistency and all that shit, like, like, I just couldn't, it just couldn't be no random. Yeah, my coochie wouldn't even get with it.
Consistency is important, and consistency turn me off. It don't draw me close to none of that. I'll stop liking you for real. Like,
that's the quickest way for me to cut a dude off.
Yeah,
we got a routine. You mess up our routine,
I swear.
What you got going on? What's going on, dog?
Why you ain't calling me? Man?
What's the fucking problem?
The fuck?
You don't want to be in love no more? Well, you get the fuck on. Fucking new love. That's really how it be. And guys don't understand. You can always tell when they start fucking with somebody else, cause they can't keep shit on track.
Yeah, like, they move different.
You can always like somebody more. That's why I try to keep it peep. But if somebody doing a good job, it be hard.
It could be a bitch they met
interested in fucking with other niggas.
It could be a bitch they met yesterday, and not today, Tuesday, and they ain't text you good morning. They didn't text you good morning 63 days in a row. And today, they don't text you good morning because they done met a bitch yesterday.
Yeah, just Keisha, hey, beautiful. When can we link up?
Then when you be like, you good? Yeah, why you tripping, man? What the fuck you get every time I do something? You know what I'm saying? Then they gaslight you. Like, you done did something wrong, but in reality, like, you moving different. I'm just trying to see what's up.
Right.
Niggas love trying to act like they ain't moving different when you...
Y'all can't keep y'all hoes in check.
I'm big on just keeping it straight up.
If I'm on some bullshit, I'm going to talk to you extra.
Right.
Nah.
I'm having full conversation. What you doing? Oh, what's that about?
Yeah, your grandma.
I definitely have hung up on my mirror because my other man was calling before.
Of course, but I'd be like, my sister going through some shit. She back with Gerald ass and he just slapped that out. So I'm going to call you. Oh, baby, the alibi is me. Nigga be texting me, you good? I'm just, I know you have a lot going on. Let you go to sleep.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna call you back. Hello?
I'm gonna call you back.
Yeah, I'm gonna cover my trail. Nigga. Guys are terrible cheaters. Women are way better cheaters.
That nigga stay and go. Bitch, I caught you on accident.
But bitches' problem is bitches don't know how to take shit to the grave. Bitches will be like, just laying
there. Start feeling bad.
Tom, I cheated, okay? I cheated. Like, girl, why would you sit up there and say that?
Who's gonna tell on you but you?
I did that shit before. In high school, I had just kissed a dude.
Bitches be telling with on themselves to niggas. They're not even in a relationship.
I asked my boyfriend, I said, you wanna play 21 questions? He said, yeah. I said, you have cheated on me? He said, no. I said, oh, okay. What's up, man? He said, you ever cheated on me? And I started crying.
I was in the background.
Yeah, but it was a mistake. Okay, I understand if you want to break up. I'm not a good liar, and I'm not good at doing stuff like that, so.
I cheated on somebody and told him before, but I didn't mean to cheat. I was drunk when I cheated. And I told him why I was drunk.
If you drunk, he should have forgiven you.
Girl, he still want to be with me to this day, so you know. He live, you know, because of me.
Casamigo.
Because of me.
But no, I don't know. If you're a girl, only if you're a woman, and you cheat while you're drunk. Your man should forgive you.
Why?
You weren't yourself.
No, that was a motherfucker. I was on Four Loko.
Oh my god!
Girl, you was somebody else.
Jungle Juice. I was at the Apple House that night. Bitch, we went up.
Girl, you would have been better. I'm doing some acid. Four Loko, Everclear. Paul, my son.
I was mixing.
What the hell?
You know, in college, you be trying to get drunk.
Did you get a CT after that?
I
should have
got a fucking liquid IV.
God damn, girl. I know you got some cerebral damage.
So cheating. Liv was like, girl, get your ass up. It's okay. You made a mistake. Let's go to the game. And I was like, you right.
I'm an idiot.
A guy would never cheat and be like, I feel bad. Let me tell my girl.
I feel so bad.
Niggas get caught. You can have a video playing on the TV of them cheating, and they're going to be like, that's not me.
But that's what bitches got to learn to do the same thing. Bitches just got to learn to do the same thing. I told him, because I really didn't mean to do that. And I really didn't want to do him like that.
Did
like,
y'all stay together after that?
He just couldn't take it. He wanted to be with me. He just couldn't. But we ended up getting back together. We was together, and I ended up breaking up with him because... But he still
want to
leave me right now.
So he's safe. I can honestly say I've never cheated for real for on some hardcore cheating shit. I got kissed somebody, but I ain't never like had sex.
The next question.
With somebody.
You ever cheated?
I cheated on the nigga.
Block the ugly. So let me ask you this. In y'all's situation.
And I got caught.
What was going on in your current situation that made you say, you know what? I'm finna go fuck another nigga on my nigga.
Bro, she got caught cheating. We gotta hear a story.
It's the same story.
I ain't never heard this on here.
Girl, because I wasn't answering the phone and he had popped up at my sister's house looking for me and I wasn't there. And nigga waited at my job and I had got ride to work with the other nigga.
I was working together.
That was an overnight mission.
Oh, y'all was working together?
No.
Yes, girl.
That was an overnight
mission.
The nigga
come
flying between
cars.
So you don't see me calling
you?
I said, what the?
I would have been walking fast.
I was like, you can give me
five still.
You
said
what?
You can give me five.
Girl, was at my job.
Y'all worked
together.
He was taking the car with him and everything. The other nigga kept walking.
But let me ask you this. What made you say, I'm going to cheat on my nigga?
Because he kept doing, like, texting bitches and all that stuff. Then you acting like you're not. Then you act like it's okay. Then mm-hmm. I'm seeing stuff like you probably got a little something going on. All right. Then you lied about your baby mama. The girl wanted to be your baby mama. It was a lot. So I was like,
oh,
psh, game on.
I know. Well, you lied and said he had a baby mama. Mm-hmm.
It was a girl that pulled up. He said this girl was his baby mama. Then I was over. I started hanging out with him more and more, realizing this is not your baby mama.
Why would somebody claim a baby mama?
And that ain't got no damn baby mama. That was stupid as hell.
That is crazy.
Fuck. He just had to take it so quick.
I'm like, what? This ain't making sense. So after I added all that shit up, then you text other bitches knowing you lying about this. Psh, yeah, all right. You finna cry first, bitch.
Tamaya, in your situation, did you get caught?
No, that's what I'm talking about. But I did tell, though.
What made you, in the beginning, what made you say, I'm finna cheat on this motherfucker. I done had enough. He done it now.
It wasn't even that I had enough, because it was a new relationship. Mm. So I was, like, still messing with an old nigga, but they knew each other. And so we was all just friends, cool. But, you know, he found out, like, later on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he cheated too. And so I was in a position like, okay, we both cheated. It was at the beginning. It's cool. Because I definitely cheated better. I bought him a game to keep him occupied. I was really cheating. Like,
but is that what made you cheat? The fact that he had cheated first?
No, I didn't know he had cheated. Until the girl added me on Snapchat. That was like so, it was so messy. And it was just like, I was so disgusted by what he had cheated with me with. And it was just like, dang. And you were so mad at me for cheating.
And you was like, okay, we got each other.
Well, I was on it. But the fact that he was so mad at me for cheating and you knew you had cheated. And it was like, damn, you could have just kept cool with me. Because you kept cool.
You didn't have to do all that.
Yeah.
Have anybody ever forgiven a cheater?
Man. I have. We wasn't in a relationship.
Would you cheat on me? It's up.
I have not. I've never forgiven a cheater.
My feelings is broke, but I...
Yeah, we never stayed in a relationship where we still fooled around.
Mm-hmm. My thing is, let me know how you know I don't want to cheat too. Maybe we could get cheated together.
I'm looking for you and you look for me and we look for each other.
But nah, we just can't. Because when you see the couples, well, one of the other people have cheated, they be fine for their fucking lives. Like, you can't miss a phone call.
Yeah,
you
can't
hang out too much. Like, you can't get no new friends. The old ones, we gotta resurvey them. Like,
I tell y'all, me and the nigga stayed together after I cheated and everything. It was horrible. Don't do it. Leave. Even if you was in the wrong, it's never gonna get better.
The work that you gotta do to just reassure a person.
Every argument, you a cheater.
Yeah.
Yes.
We back. Can't just like
it.
That.
Once you accept somebody back, you gotta get to a point where you gotta be like, okay, I can't.
But at the same time,
you
gotta let that person have their time too. Like, you can't rush them into forgiveness that you want.
That's what I said at a certain point.
I feel like if you cheat, you gotta take everything that come with it.
Yeah, that's what I mean by that. Like, you have to.
I got like at least at most a year to keep my money back up, because I just can't believe that.
That's why I would leave. Because why would I? Hell no.
Why are you here? You could be talking to yourself by yourself about this.
Yeah, we're gonna keep fighting about it. I'm gonna be scared you're gonna do it again.
Like,
y'all
see, I'm gonna ruin the mood. Like,
know about that?
Don't get tired. You bring it up.
What did y'all say in here? Did either one of y'all say that you cheated? Have you ever cheated?
Not for real.
Not for real. Not for
real. What about you, Diamond? Have you ever cheated?
Somebody said, "Here the fuck, yeah."
I did that shit right too. I can teach you how to do that shit.
Let me tell you something.
No,
just
like, have y'all ever cheated just to cheat? Like, shit, this nigga cute.
That was the only time I cheated.
That was your cheating just to cheat.
Nah, the reason I cheated was because I had feeling out of love with that person, but like, he was so head over heels like that. He had lost his gender to me, and it was just like,
ooh.
Yeah, like I was like his first love, his first everything. So I didn't want to hurt him, but after he pushed me away in the way that he did, and I won't go into detail, but I didn't want to hurt that person. Like, after somebody like screamed to the end of their lungs, crying on the phone with you, and you actually love that person.
He would have
like, I literally drugged him along.
Niggas be crazy.
And we, y'all remember my first time on my tears. Like, I'm talking about, like, he cried like a baby. Like, he cried like somebody died when I told him I needed to take a break. because I was so smothered. We'll talk about the ways later. But, yeah, it was just too much, so I had to. So, I didn't want to hurt him, so I drug him along. And, like, I had really moved on. So, like, I was on some other shit with some other niggas, but I still just kind of gave him the time of day. I gradually, you know, moved on, and, you know, gradually, of course, went left, because that something like that wouldn't last too long. But,
I feel you.
I should have just, I really should have just let go and walked away, because, of course, I heard more about dragging it along and moving on.
Yeah, I never drag somebody along.
I'm
gonna cry with you.
One more
question.
Here.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it was though. Like I was hurt with him, but
I got one more question before we wrap up. If you could give your 18-year-old self dating advice, and we gonna go around the room. If you can give your 18-year-old self dating advice. Think about all the mistakes you done made, all the fun you done had. Out of times you can cry. What would you tell your 18-year-old self? I would tell my 18-year-old self not to get a boyfriend until I was the age I am now. To just explore, learn shit, have fun. Don't take everything so serious. That's what I would tell my 18-year-old self. Damn.
I was just going to say, I say don't do it. Go to college single. Have fun. Just live life.
To my
yours. Same thing. Live life.
Cordy?
Get a bag. Fuck that.
Aaliyah?
Go and put the nigga get it over with.
Mm-hmm. Aliza?
Know your worth, know when to let go.
Damn, ain't nobody see this fun, girl. You gonna have fun out here.
You know what I said? Go for that nigga. Go for that nigga.
Don't buy that nigga nothing. Give you some hoes. Don't drop them. Never get serious.
I say that. I think that's one of our biggest issues as a woman. Even when we're not in a relationship, we act like we ain't one.
Yeah. Bob and weave.
And the dude always, guess what, when the shit hit the fan. We ain't together.
I pulled that card first. Now
I've been the one saying we ain't together. I said it first.
What they want and respect it. If you want to fuck buddy, I respect it. If you want a relationship, I respect that.
Let me know what we
like.
Doing.
Yeah,
just
like,
stick to
it. Yeah,
because
I ain't
stick to it. You trying to girlfriend me? I ain't accident. I'm a duck. I didn't
ask. I'm gonna tell you from the beginning that ain't what I want. You want me? You gonna still ride this way?
Tell me, y'all. Nigga told me he loved me. I cut him off immediately.
I was like, oh my God, I got to fuck
that is. This is not that.
I had to leave the city.
I got to go out of here.
Bitch, I got to go
out of here. I know, too.
Lord.
Where is it when I put it in front of you?
He would start leaving me with his daughter by herself at that time. Who's too skinny? I bet she was your mother at that point. But he said that it was too much. No, I wasn't pinching her.
So why did you fuck? Why were you in love with him? It was just he just wanted it, or you just
the baby mama drama was too much, and it helped me realize I ain't really like him like that. Then I started wanting to talk to other dudes, and then the baby was bad.
Oh, you were done with that right then.
It was just too
much.
His baby mama was insane. She was crazy, like
you
crazy.
Don't have to worry.
But I loved the situation. It was really really nice. I missed the situation, but I wouldn't go back to it because. I was just like, we was just together. Like, we wasn't in a relationship. We was together. We wanted to be in a relationship, but I had a feeling that I might not have wanted to do it.
I'm open to a relationship, but I'm also kind of chilling. So, like, as soon as somebody do something stupid, I'd be like, all right, that's it for you, bucko.
I already know who I mean.
Like, I'm really just like, I don't know. Being by myself is so peaceful. So, like, if I meet somebody, great. If I don't, good. To like,
what's
that? Stress free.
I said, I already know who my man is.
Who?
I reveal him. I'll reveal him when the time is right.
All right, so on the next episode of Yu-Gi-Oh!
I'll reveal him on the next episode of Dragon Ball Z.
Alright, so thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of DD's Daily Dose Girl Talk Edition, What Women Want. We would love your feedback on the Instagram page. Good night.